This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. One of our most frequent questions to God is why. Today we'll explore one answer in Psalms 36 through 41. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the most difficult tasks for Sunday school teachers is motivating the students to want to do what the lesson teaches. People keep asking, why? A young man may ask why he should follow a life of morality when it is clear as a bell to him that his buddies, who have no interest in God, seem to be getting along just fine. Another student may ask why a non-Christian woman at work received a promotion while she was passed over. It isn't enough to raise your voice and answer, you want to know why you should live according to the Bible? Because God says so. But if you can tell the student why God says so, that's a different story. And that's where today's reading, Psalm 37, comes into the picture. It gives some very good whys, not in theory, but in a practical way. Why do the wicked prosper? Well, in the short run, the wicked do seem to prosper. But we must look at life from the long run as well. And in the long run, the essence of life and morality boils down to determining the God-given purpose for life and living accordingly. I was lifting weights one day with a young man who was really fighting the question of why. He'd been a Christian about 2 years and was growing in his faith, but lately some things had caused him to struggle. It seemed that God was ignoring his prayers. He had watched his parents come to the verge of divorce and was praying hard for them, but God had done nothing to stop their fighting. It seemed that the Lord was not paying any attention to the things that mattered deeply to him, and he began to feel, why live for God in the first place if God isn't interested in me, doesn't answer my prayers, and nothing seems to be going right? But then, as he considered what he would do if he went back and turned away from God, he had to admit that there were not very many good alternatives. Like Peter, he knew that Christ alone had the words of eternal life. And although our motives for following the Lord must not be centered in our personal well-being, it is still a part of what God cares about in our lives. The psalmist finally got perspective on the prosperity of the wicked when he considered the brevity of life and the total insecurity of living without God. Why should we live for God? Psalm 37 says, there is a future for the man of peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
During June, we encourage you to write for a free copy of 7 Minutes with God. This classic pamphlet tells why we need to experience the intimacy of communion with Christ and how we can do it each day. To receive your free copy of 7 Minutes with God, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. When you see God, which way do you run? Join us tomorrow in Psalms 42 through 49 on Daily Discipleship.